find in empty walls, colored with their names. They share a fate and bear the weight, hidden by our shame. Rise up on your feet, step into the light. The love of God shines out on you, even in the darkest night. Find. If you look, if you take the time, life is love, it's flowing into you. Open up your heart and let it through. The ocean turning with the tide, sand slides across my feet, the wind is rushing by. Somewhere in the distance, the train track comes to life, lying there upon his face, he waits his turn to die. There's no one here that you can't find. If you look, if you take the time, life is love, it's flowing into you. Open up your heart and let it through. There's no one here that you can't find. If you look, if you take the time, life is love, it's flowing into you. Open up your heart and let it through.
Welcome to Radio Ojai. You are listening to an original song, Let It Through, by Bob Ballard. It was just gorgeous, and I feel like the luckiest person in the world right now, being able to just listen to acoustic guitar on a Friday afternoon in 80-degree weather here in Ojai. Bob Ballard is an Ojai local. He's a musician, and he also is the founder of the Hearts of Fire Project. Bob, thank you so much for playing that wonderful song, Welcome to the Program.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for inviting me. I love it here.
You are sort of a multifaceted fella. Tell me a little bit about your song, first of all.
Well, the song, I wrote it about a meeting place, actually. It was about a place I go to Santa Barbara to meet with homeless advocates and people like that from time to time. And they meet in a house, and in the house there's a wall. And the wall is made out of brick. And one day I noticed there was people's names written all over the wall in calligraphy. And I said, wow, like, what are all those names on there? And they said, those are the people who died on the train tracks, the homeless people in Santa Barbara. So I wrote this song about them.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. And that kind of segues right into, I really want to talk to you not only about your music, but about the Hearts of Fire Project. Mm-hmm. And certainly your work in Santa Barbara is just the tip of the iceberg. Tell mm-hmm. me a little bit about what you're doing with this project.
Well, what we're doing is transforming the face of homelessness in America. We're actually empowering homeless people through their own art and music to show the world who they are. So we travel from shelter to shelter, and we have art programs and music programs, and they show everybody who they are, and I just empower them to do that.
Well, that's a lofty goal.
Yeah.
And I know when I interviewed you, what was it, a year maybe ago?
Yeah, more
in
than
the spring,
that. Yeah.
For the VC Reporter, when you were sort of first starting out, mm-hmm. and you had just come off of your first tour back east.
Yeah, that's right.
To shelters in DC, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yeah.
And since then, you've done quite a few of these tours of various homeless shelters.
Yeah.
Bringing
yeah.
art and music mm-hmm. to the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's sort of transpired since then, and how your fundraising is going.
Well, it was amazing. So many things have happened since then. I think at that point, we just left Washington, D.C. And since then, we went about 5,000 more miles visiting shelters. We've been to 25 shelters now, and all over Southern California. We just completed our 2008 tour, where we went from Santa Barbara to San Diego visiting shelters. And we also, this year, we're getting ready to plan our next tour. And we're leaving February 12th to go from Los Angeles to New Orleans, visiting shelters in Phoenix, Austin, and Albuquerque along the way.
Wow. So you're getting some national attention now, I take it.
Yeah, that's the objective. That's really the purpose. It's a two-phase program. The first phase is visiting shelters on a tour and raising awareness and just really developing the program so that we can implement the second phase, which is the permanent arts program that we want to have at the shelters. Because right now we just go and visit for one day and we have an art workshop, and then we take their art and we exhibit it all over the country.
And you have had a local exhibit. Are
yes.
you planning to do more here locally?
Yes, we've done several here. We did one at the Arts Center. We've done a couple at the Ojai Enrichment Center. We've done them at people's homes. We've had some great home art shows. And we're getting ready for the next one, which is a combination art show and benefit play performance at the Theater 150 here in Ojai.
And that's going to happen February 3rd and 4th at Theater 150. And this is it a one-woman play?
Yeah, it's Ellen Snortland, and she was just nominated for the Pulitzer Prize in drama for her play. And so I've seen it before, and I've met her before, and I told her about this project, and that's why she's coming here.
Oh, that's
so
great.
She can do a benefit for two nights of this for the project.
Okay, so when that play happens, is there also going to be art on
yes.
exhibit?
Yeah, we're in the lobby. We're going to be showing some of the artwork that we have. And typically what we do is we make prints of the artwork and we sell the prints so people can order any size print they want from the originals, as well as greeting cards. And
wow.
I'll also be showing some film clips in the lobby too of the tour.
Now, are you going to have a documentary
yes,
on this?
Yeah, that's eventually what we're working on. We've been compiling the footage to make a documentary film out of the tours, and we're well on the way to doing that, and we're going to obviously film some more on this next tour.
My listeners are probably catching that you have a bit of an accent.
Yes.
You are from Boston
originally. Yeah.
And you have an interesting story about when you were walking the streets of Boston and sort of how this whole project became inspired. Can
yeah,
you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I wrote a song about what came up for me when I see homeless people, and it's called Not Like Him. And while I was, it was mostly about me and my, you know, feelings. And when I moved here, people heard me playing it, and they said you should make a music video out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we went back to Boston, and we did make a music video with the homeless people. So we hung out on the streets for 3 days with them, and they were in the video, and they took us all over the place. And that was just really very inspired by how wonderful they are with each other and the tremendous heart that they have and the community that they have. And so I just, you know, really fell in love with who they are from that experience.
And they were actors in your
video, right?
I really
yeah.
got a kick out of that. And is that video still up on your website?
Yeah, it's on the website. It's actually a link to YouTube, so it's on
yeah.
YouTube. And it's
okay.
And a lot of people have seen it. And now there's also other videos up there, too. We have some clips from our 2008 tour up there. So there's a lot of good stuff happening.
That's fantastic. Now you've been involved with music for what, 30 years now? You've been
playing
your
guitar.
I don't
want to say how long, but
a long time. So music is definitely a passion of yours.
Yeah.
And you have some involvement with the local Ojai Songwriters Anonymous.
Yeah, Anonymous.
So this song that you just sang, did that go through the workshop process?
Yeah, I went through the whole thing. Yeah, Scott Smith started it, and I was his first member. So
oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
So we kind of like sometimes hung out by ourselves in the beginning. But uh-huh. Yeah, that's this has gone through that process.
Mm-hmm. I sat in on one of those meetings and I thought, well, that's such a painful process that you go through to, from the time the song sort of starts in your head to the time here it is being recorded here on Radio Ojai. I mean, that must have been a very long process.
Yeah, well, it wasn't too bad. I work on it for a while before I bring it there, and then I just kind of fine tune it from what people say.
Well, it's a lovely song.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed it. What is next for your music?
Well, I'm writing more stuff, and I perform with my friend Joe Cicero from Santa Barbara from time to time around here. Whenever we can find a place to play, nowadays there's not a lot of venues to play at, but whenever we can, we play together and we do all our own material, and we're kind of like, you know, Simon and Garfunkel or Susan uh-huh. Croft kind of thing. There's also some videos of us performing on YouTube too. It's called Ballard Cicero.
Okay, yeah. We'll have to look that up for sure. Tell me where our listeners can find out a little bit more about Hearts of Fire Project.
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to the website, which is www.hearts, with a Boston accent, H-E-A-R-T-S, of fire.tv.
.tv.
Yeah, so there's a lot of information there.
I'll put a link up on the site.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we can donate through the site, I take it, as well?
Yeah. We seriously need some donations to make this tour, because with the price of gas and an old Winnebago that somebody gave us,
oh my goodness,
you know, it eats some serious gas. And
what's
we
the mileage on that?
About 10, you know,
oh,
if I'm lucky. So I got to get from L.A. to New Orleans and back. And we're having some fundraisers and events in each of those cities on the way back, too. And we're also having a big send-off from Skid Row from the L.A. Mission on February 11th. They're going to have a ribbon cutting and a whole nine yards when we go pulling out. So it's
well,
really
that
great.
Is so exciting. I'm really, really excited about the work you're doing. I'm so proud that you've taken it this far. And it looks like it's going to go, of course, even farther.
Yeah.
So much luck to you.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.